you want. You can listen to what you want. If you want to drive to work, staring into space, drooling with no thought on your mind. Hi there. Good morning, K-E-L-L-O-double good Kellogg's. Best to you. Yeah, right now there's a bunch of maggots driving along in a van thinking, what do we got that guy on for?
Hey, you got me on right now, huh? Don't touch that dial.
Or I'll nail you in the hand. I'll nail you in the hand with my septic spittle. Yeah, carpooling maggots, each one of you reeking your own kind of cologne, aqua velva colliding with brute, colliding with English leather. Smells like a forest gone wild. Yeah, all right, I've heard the criticism that occasionally, first thing in the morning, I can be a little rambunctious, right? I can understand that the first thing in the morning you think, oh my God, the screaming, the yelling, the brutality. Okay, hey, I can be gentle. You know, I can be gentle. I think one of my main assets is that I'm multifaceted. You don't think I can be romantic? You don't think I can be gentle?
Well, you want to see gentle. Let me show you gentle.
Let me show you love. In the nation's capital. See, one of the great things about Washington, D.C., is the myriad of restaurants in which to dine. There are so many along the Potomac that when you're young and in love, you can make a reservation and find a corner table and sit there by the window and watch the planes arc lazily away from National Airport, located in Roslyn with a splendid view of the Kennedy Center. Any one of a dozen restaurants will enable you to find the peace that the ancient Indians knew as they sat on the banks of the Potomac and stared down and watched their squaws in their little canoes gathering fruits and nuts. And as you sit high atop, savoring your mouton cadet, you think to yourself, life is good. Just a simple pleasure of sitting in a nice restaurant. And as you gaze at the view and squeeze your loved one's hand, you look around the restaurant. You kind of giggle in those early stages of love as you point out the various weirdos eating in the restaurant. There's the old married couple that hasn't said a word to each other since they came in, just sitting there, poking listlessly at their food.
There's the old frumpy businessman,
talking about credits and debits all through the dinner, never bothering to look out the window. There's the waiter with the funny accent you can't quite understand. There's the cart of desserts that goes wheeling by. You're almost tempted not to order an entree and go right to the desserts. It looks so good. There are the young kids making a little noise, fidgeting under the table. There's Carlos, the international terrorist. Carlos, the international terrorist, my God! He's got a gun! Get down!
I'm sorry! Yeah! My God, she's pinned under the dessert tray! Yeah. I'm sorry, lady, but the arm's gotta come off! The only way I'll get you out from under that tray is get the arm right at the shoulder! Shut up! Somebody get Carlos! Keep firing! Shooting out the windows! And then, where's Carlos? My God, where is he? He's gone! I said get out of the way! He's gone, I can't believe it! The firing dies out.
The only thing left is the restaurant. Blood spattered. People hanging over their chairs. Draped in grotesque postures of death. I light up a camel as I survey the carnage, as I smell the cordite still stinging my nostrils. The maitre d' crawls out from behind the reception area. I walk over to him. I bend down. and say, check, please.